listening to Moving Forward, a podcast about relationships, teams, leaders, and how to get the best out of all of them. This is episode number 5. I think we're on a roll. I'm really grateful for you checking me out this way. You've been listening for over a couple of months now. However, in this episode, I'd like to reinforce that notion. I'd like to call this episode, Listening. Within our teams, our relationships, and our communities, we seem to have lost the ability to listen. I'm not talking about just hearing the words pouring out of another person. I'm talking about really listening to the melody that the people around us sing. A few years back, I was reading Garth Stein's book, The Art of Racing in the Rain. If you haven't read it, you should. It's a fantastic story told about life from a dog's perspective. There is much that we can learn. Let me read an example for you. In the story, Enzo, the dog, longs to be a person. He says, "Here's why I will be a good person. Because I listen. I cannot speak, so I listen very well. I never interrupt. I never deflect the course of the conversation with a comment of my own. People, if you pay attention to them, change the direction of one another's conversation constantly. It's like having a passenger in your car who suddenly grabs the steering wheel and turns you down a side street. For instance, if we met at a party and I wanted to tell you a story about the time I needed to get a soccer ball in my neighbor's yard, but his dog chased me and I had to jump into a swimming pool to escape, and I began telling you the story, you, hearing the words soccer and neighbor in the same sentence, might interrupt and mention that your childhood neighbor was Pele, the famous soccer player, and I might be courteous and say, well, didn't he play for the Cosmos of New York? Did you grow up in New York? And you might reply that, no, you grew up in Brazil on the streets of Três Corachos with Pele, and I might say, well, I thought you came from Tennessee, and you might say, not originally, and then go on to outline your genealogy at length. So my initial conversation gambit, that I had a funny story about being chased by my neighbor's dog, would be totally lost. And only because you had to tell me all about Pele. Learn to listen, I beg of you. Pretend you are a dog like me and listen to other people rather than steal their stories. Pretty smart dog, huh? You know, to be listened to is a pretty incredible experience, partly because it's so rare. When another person is totally with you, interested in every word and eager to empathize, it gives a feeling of being known and understood. To be truly heard, to feel like your story matters to someone else, feels like an awakening of the soul. In fact, the famous Oprah Winfrey, when closing the chapter of her life on her final show, said this, "I've talked to nearly 30,000 people on this show, and all 30,000 had one thing in common. They all wanted validation. If I could reach through this television and sit on your sofa or sit on a stool in your kitchen right now, I would tell you that every single person you will ever meet shares that common desire. They want to know, do you see me? Do you hear me? Does what I say mean anything to you?" As she closed her show for the very last time, she looked directly into the camera, thanked her audience, and said, "I see you, I hear you, and what you say matters to me." You know, it sounds so simple, doesn't it? Yet, most people don't listen at a very deep level. Their day-to-day preoccupations don't require more than a minimum level of listening. There are two important aspects of listening: awareness and impact. We receive information in what we hear with our ears, but we also listen with all our senses as well. We hear, see, and experience sounds, words, images, feelings, and emotional energy. We are attentive to all the information we draw in with these senses, if only at an unconscious level. We sense the tempo, the stress, and the emphasis of the words. We are drawn into the emotions that come with the expression of the words. We see the way the person holds their body when they deliver the words. We become aware of so much more than just the sounds that are coming from the other person's mouth. Then their story has an impact. It's what we do because of our listening. This is where we tend to have our downfall, because typically we react, and we do so instinctively. This is where, even inside of us, we become hijacked. It's like the conversation takes on its own life as I react instinctively to your story by jumping in with the first thought that comes to my mind, and then you react to my utterings with the first emotional response that is triggered. It's like our conversation has become a popcorn maker. Lots of noise, tons of energy, but no real substance. That's not good. That's just filling time, space, and air. If we're going to have stronger relationships, we need a better way. Thankfully, there is a better way. In coach training, I remember learning about the three levels of listening. They're aptly labeled level 1, level 2, and level 3. Briefly put, level 1 listening to the other person is when you're simultaneously giving attention to that wee little voice in your head while they speak. It's the one that will hijack the conversation. As the other person is speaking, you'll be thinking about things like the clothes they're wearing, the song in your head, or how you have a story that's kind of like theirs that you're willing to bet they'd love to hear far more than simply talking to you right now. Blammo! The conversation is hijacked. Well, level 2 listening happens when you try to silence that little gremlin in your head that's trying to speak up and be heard over the conversation that you're engaged in. Instead, you hyper-focus on every word that the other person's saying. You're going to take in every word, every syllable, and every meaning. This is a great level of listening to use when you're taking instructions, but it really doesn't serve you well when you're engaging in relationship building. For that, you need level 3 listening. It's the kind of listening that you use when you sit back, hear all the words that the other person's saying. You're sensing the paralanguage, and you're seeing the body language they're using. You're feeling the emotions that are coming with it. When you speak, it's simply to acknowledge what you're sensing from them. It's kind of like the kind of listening you'd use when you go into a movie theater. Sit back, get your large popcorn and Slurpee, and enjoy the experience of truly listening to another human being. You want to know what that's really like? It's like being a Marine. Yep, you heard me right. A Marine. Let me explain. I'm willing to bet that even if you've never served in the military, you've heard the Marine Corps saying, "Hooah!" You've heard it in movies, you've heard macho guys emulate it, or if you're as lucky as I am, you've actually served with or been in partnership with actual Marines who have declared, "Hooah!" What most of you didn't know is that HOOAH is actually an acronym. It stands for Heard, Understood, and Acknowledged. So if you give a corpsman an order, they will respond with the term HOOAH. They've heard the order, they understood the order, they acknowledge receipt of the order. Now, think of this as a listening skill. What would happen if the next time you were talking with your spouse, your children, your teammates, or your boss, you decided to bring HOOAH to the table? I mean, really apply it. Instead of hijacking the conversation with your own stuff, you decided to really hear what a person is saying. Pay attention to all the channels of communication they're using. Then try to understand what a person is saying by asking truly curious questions about their story. Then acknowledge what that person is saying through empathy. Let them know how happy that story seemed to make them. Or express how sad their story sounds, or let them know how frustrating that must have been for them. That's what really listening is all about. It strengthens relationships, it enhances communication, it deepens team synergy and commitment. But don't take it from me, take it from Oprah. Let the people in your life know that you can see them, that you hear them, and what they say matters to you. Or take it from the United States Marine Corps. Hua always works best, or better yet, take it from Enzo the dog. Pretend you are a dog, and listen to other people rather than steal their stories. Hey, listen, thanks for listening to me. You've been listening to Tim Brody and the show Moving Forward, an offering in relationships, team building, and leadership skills from thebrodies.ca. When relationships matter, we're the people to see. And relationships always matter.